RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by news across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia has important role for agricultural sector in Fiji. Indonesian government to allocate $1 billion to reduce waste at seas. Now the news in detail. Indonesia has a very important role for agricultural sector in Fiji. Indonesia is an active country which has provided capacity building assistance and technology transfer for the development of the agricultural sector in Fiji. In addition, Indonesia has also actively facilitated farmers in Fiji to continue to increase their productivity by providing agricultural equipment. This was conveyed by Fiji's Chargée d'Affaires to Indonesia, Mrs. Marisini Waibuta, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday, October 6, 2017.
There's a lot of training, there's a lot of capacity building opportunities that Indonesia has facilitated and assisted Fiji with. And we see that as positive impacts that comes out of the cooperation, technology, transfer of technology. We've had agricultural handheld tractors being given, donated to our Ministry of Agriculture, and that is really to assist our farmers with their work.
Marisini Waibuta added another positive thing that can be obtained from Indonesia is the experience of Indonesia in developing its agricultural sector. Indonesia doesn't hesitate to share its experience in developing various sectors to Fiji, including the agricultural sector. Indonesia is a country that has an important role for Fiji. Besides being a friend who is ready to provide assistance in various conditions, Indonesia is Fiji's partner in various sectors which will be developed continuously in the future. This was conveyed by Fiji's Chargée d'Affaires for Indonesia, Marisini Waibuta, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday, October 6, 2017.
We see Indonesia as a true friend of Fiji in times of trouble, in good and bad times. Indonesia, the Republic of Indonesia, is always there, ready to help and ready to assist us. So for Fiji, we see this bilateral cooperation as a stepping stone. Yeah. It's enhancing our bilateral relations. And also, it becomes more focused in the various sectors that we go.
Waibuta added that cooperation between Fiji and Indonesia will continue to be developed in various sectors. Those cooperations are marked by various signing agreements in the form of a memorandum of understanding between Indonesia and Fiji. The Indonesian government plans to allocate a budget of $1 billion to reduce waste at sea, shores, and rivers. For such a cause, the government has issued Sea Waste Solution National Campaign in mid-2017. The official of Indonesian Coordinating Maritime Affairs Minister's Assistant for Maritime Sovereignty, Arif Hafaz Ugroseno, said while attending our Ocean Conference in Malta on Sunday, October 8, that the government is fully aware that such an effort will not be significant without the contribution from private sectors and the society. This effort serves as a pillar to prevent greater ecological and economic loss due to the damage of biodiversity and ocean resources caused by waste. Hava stated that the government is aimed to cut plastic waste up to 70% by 2025. Indonesia, he continued, has launched several programs to cut plastic waste, including using it as asphalt mix for national road project, recycling waste for energy, strengthening the initiative of Waste Bank, and society and youth empowerment. In the conference, Hafaz met a number of potential investors to deal with plastic waste by increasing recycle capacity. Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said that the progress of Soekarno-Hatta Airport train has reached 90%. He is also optimistic that the project of state-owned airport operator company Angkasa Pura II and commuter line operator PT KAI will meet the target to finish on November 25. Budi said while supervising the site in Batu Ceper, Tangerang, Banten on Saturday, October 7, that the ministry is optimistic that this project will meet the target because it will begin to operate on November 25. He also said that what needs to be done are a rail installment and electrification from Batu Ceper station in Tangerang to Soekarno-Hatta Airport. Budi is not willing to share information on charges imposed to the passengers. He added that Transportation Ministry will discuss with stakeholders regarding charges. Despite the case, Minister Budi said that the ticket of the airport train reaches 75,000 rupiah to 100,000 rupiah. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Egypt is in the status of emergency. The condition affects the intensification of investigation toward immigrants, including Indonesian citizens and Indonesian students in Egypt. The emergency status was set by the Egyptian government after a series of incidents occurred and caused casualties in some areas by 2017. For the sake of security, Chairman of the Indonesian Students Association of Egypt, Pangeran Arshad, urged Indonesian students to bring documents, especially passport, in doing their outdoors activities. Pangeran Arshad also said patrols conducted by the Egyptian security authorities toward foreign nationals since the last few months are intended to prevent the occurrence of crime and those who are considered potential to be part of radical groups or terrorists.
Aparat kepolisian di sini kan di bawah Mendagri ya.
Police officers work under the Home Affairs Minister command. They are asked to better maintain national stability. So those who are considered dangerous or potentially in danger will immediately be arrested. They are also doing the raid for those who do not have a residence permit. So far, Indonesian students are not involved in the movement of terrorism and so forth. Moreover, Pangeran Arshad said, unfortunately, Indonesian students, especially those who attend specific language classes, are only given staying permit for 30 days. Pangeran added that the extension of staying permit by the Egyptian authorities for up to 2 months has also become a matter of concern for the new students. The issue has been submitted to the director of the Language Center and Education Attaché, Indonesian Embassy in Cairo, to jointly find a solution. The last item. A total of 260 students from 10 countries who have completed their studies at Al-Azhar University are graduated on Sunday, October 8, at Al-Azhar Convention Center. The graduation ceremony was specifically organized by the Indonesian Student Association of Egypt. To RRI, President at the Indonesian Students Association in Egypt, Pangeran Arshad, said 112 of 260 graduated students come from 9 other countries. He explained that the graduation ceremony, which is the annual agenda of the Indonesian Student Association of Egypt, also provide opportunities for other foreign students to participate. Meanwhile, Al-Azhar University does not organize graduation activities for its graduates.
Ada Bangladesh, India,
there are students from Bangladesh, India, Kyrgyzstan, Philippines, Malaysia, Chad, Africa, because they also make similar programs but specifically organized for students from their own countries. We hold graduation day, but we are always open for all countries who want to join. Kyrgyzstan, for example, there are not more than 300 students. They also want to have it, but no one facilitates it. Finally, we are open for them. Pangeran Ashad added that this year's graduation ceremony in particular has a big theme, that is to give understanding for Al-Azhar students to moderate Islam. The graduates are also expected to contribute to the development of the country in all sectors upon returning to Indonesia. The graduation ceremony organized by the Indonesian Student Association in Egypt also presents Indonesian art and cultural performances. Listener to Andy News, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia has important role for agricultural sector in Fiji. Indonesian government to allocate $1 billion to reduce waste at seas. Listener, that was the news. Welcome back to our weekly segment of news from across the country. The segment which presents interesting information from various regions in a week. The first story comes from Palu, Central Sulawesi. Minister of Social Affairs Kofifah Indar Parawansa, during her visit in Palu, Central Sulawesi on Wednesday, symbolically inaugurated Iwarung to the Family Business Group, or KUBE, the Family Hope Program. Iwarung KUBE, or Family Hope Program, was officially inaugurated by Minister of Social Affairs in Kawatuna Village, Palu Timur Sub-District, Palu City. In the city of Palu has been built as many as 14 Iwarung recently and will be added to 4 in 2018. The central government in 2018 will add Iwarung in 98 cities throughout the country. In addition to inaugurating Iwarung KUBE, Palu City, Minister Kofifah also handed over social assistance to a number of PKH recipients in the city. She also said that Palu is included in the expansion plan of the non-cash food assistance program, which currently targets 1.28 million beneficiary families in 44 cities in Indonesia, will be expanded in 2018 to 98 cities and 118 districts with target of 10 million KPM, or beneficiary families. For the city of Palu, there are about 12,000 households receiving rice for needy citizens scattered in 46 villages from 8 districts in the provincial capital. In addition to Iwarung KUBE, the beneficiary family can shop at Rumah Pangan Kita as partner of Bulog in Palu. Next information comes from Wonosobo, Central Java. A total of 170 tumpengs of rice and side dishes, enlivened the tradition of Grebek Suran to welcome the Islamic New Year 1439 Hijriah in Wonosobo Square, Central Java, last Wednesday. The event, which was organized by Wonosobo Regency in cooperation with Kodim 0707 Wonosobo, Wonosobo District Police and Forum Kerukunan Umat Beragama of Wonosobo District, received support from the community. A total of 170 tumpeng carried by the ranks of Forkompinda and people of interfaith were then eaten together by the public who attended the Wonosobo Square. In the middle of the grebek, it was also inserted cooking and praying together and the pledge of diversity. Meanwhile, Vice Regent of Wonosobo Agus Subagio said the success of mass intercultural deserves high appreciation. He claimed to be very proud to see the harmony of people and willing to maintain tolerance with others or with different beliefs. The last story comes from Semarang, Central Java. Semarang City was selected as the city's flagship in Indonesia, which will represent the ASEAN Clean Tourist City. The mayor of Semarang, Hendrar Prihadi, in Semarang said on Tuesday that Semarang is indeed a new player in the field of tourism, but continues to improve its tourism objects. After receiving the visit of the ASEAN Clean Tourism City Rating Assessment Team at Semarang Public Information Center building, Mayor Hendrar Prihadi said the revamping includes cleaning of garbage, billboard arrangement, sanitation of water, and providing tourist information maps and tourist transport maps. Before elected to represent Indonesia, Semarang will compete with six other big cities, namely Surabaya, Malang, Solo, Bandung, Buleleng, and Banyuwangi. According to the mayor, Semarang has at least three superiorities, such as awarded Adipura for six consecutive times. That was today's news from across the country.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with October 8, 1912, the First Balkan War starts. Balkan War I is a series of battles that took place between October 8, 1912 to May 18, 1913 between the Balkan League, Serbia, Montenegro, Greece, and Bulgaria against the Turkish Ottoman Empire. This war is the first part of Balkan War on the Balkan Peninsula and aims to seize the Macedon, which is controlled by Turkey. The war ended in victory on the Balkan League side and the signing of the London Agreement. After the end of the war, there was a dispute over the boundaries of power between members of the League, which led to the outbreak of the Second Balkan War. Turning to October 8, 1929, the inauguration of the Jakarta Kota Station by Governor General of the Dutch East India, De Graaf. Jakarta Kota Station, also known as Beos or Batavia Zuid, was originally built around 1870, then closed in 1926 to be renovated into the current building. As long as the station was built, trains used the Batavia North Station. Approximately 200 meters from the closed station was built Jakarta Kota Station now. Its construction was completed on August 19, 1929 and officially used on October 8, 1929. The inauguration ceremony was conducted on a large scale by planting buffalo head by Governor General De Graaf, who ruled the Dutch East India in 1926 until 1931. Last is from October 8, 2009, meteor explosion at Bone. Bone meteor explosion is a natural occurrence that happened on October 8, 2009 at around 11:30 p.m. local time in the form of an asteroid traction coming into the Earth's atmosphere and exploded in space. This explosion raised anxiety on the surrounding community due to the sound and vibration it produces. This incident caused a death toll from heart and trouble in shock. On October the 23rd, 2009, NASA issued a report stating that the explosion was detected by infrasound analysis from several illegal nuclear explosion monitoring institutions. The explosion is estimated to occur 10 kilometers from the surface of the Earth due to the entry of small asteroids as meteors into the Earth's atmosphere. The explosive force is estimated to be close to 50 kilotons of TNT, or about three times the strength of the Hiroshima atomic bomb. The exploding diameter of the material is 10 meters, but no fractions reach the surface of the Earth. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History,
a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight. Today it's on a national property, TNI politics and loyalty is for the interests of the nation and state. On October the 5th, TNI, the Indonesian National Military, celebrated its 72nd anniversary. The commemoration was held at Indah Kiat, Dok Cilegon, Banten Province on Thursday, October the 5th morning. Speaking at the TNI anniversary ceremony, President Joko Widodo quoted General Sudirman's message about TNI identity, which is believed to be very and even more relevant for the present and the future. President Joko Widodo asserted that military politics is state politics, TNI politics is state politics, and TNI loyalty is a loyalty for the benefit of nation and state. Politics and loyalty to the nation and state, according to the head of state, means loyalty to fight for the interests of the people, loyalty to maintain the territorial integrity and unity of the United States of the Republic of Indonesia, NKRI, and loyalty to the legitimate government. TNI, he said, is a national property that is above all groups, not fragmented by narrow political interests, and does not enter into the practical political arena. The president said TNI will always guarantee political neutrality in the current democratic era, the integrity of national territory, and builds in unity and solidarity among the people, the components of the nation. The head of state reminded all parties to be wary of external efforts that undermine the territorial integrity of Indonesia. The president also warned to be wary of internal disturbances that disrupt Pancasila as the foundation of the Indonesian state and of real cultural and economic warfare in the era of free trade and rapid technological developments today. According to the head of state, there is no other way that Indonesia should rush to build an economic foundation of Indonesia-centric as the doctrine of universal defense that is held firmly by the TNI. The president also warned that today's increasingly transparent world, nothing could be covered up. The slightest incident in the corner of this country will be reported to a foreign countries. So there is no other choice. Indonesia has to give a message to the world that if it's a stable country. Therefore, the president stressed the synergy between the TNI and other institutions in government and with all components of the nation is absolute, mandatory, and to be maintained and enhanced. Well, that was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Indonesia is a country that has an important role for Fiji. Besides being a friend who is ready to provide assistance in various conditions, Indonesia is Fiji's partner in various sectors which will be developed continuously in the future. The Indonesian government plans to allocate a budget of $1 billion to reduce waste at sea, shores, and rivers. For such a cause, the government has issued Sea Waste Solution National Campaign in mid-2017. Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said that the progress of Soekarno-Hatta Airport train has reached 90%. He is also optimistic that the project of state-owned airport operator company Angkasa Pura II and commuter line operator PT KAI will meet the target to finish on November 25. Egypt is in the status of emergency. The condition affects the intensification of investigation toward immigrants, including Indonesian citizens and Indonesian students in Egypt. The emergency status was set by the Egyptian government after a series of incidents occurred in some areas by 2017. A total of 260 students from 10 countries who have completed their studies at Al-Azhar University are graduated on Sunday, October 8 at Al-Azhar Convention Center. The graduation ceremony was specifically organized by the Indonesian Student Association of Egypt. Listener, that was news in brief.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is Areli with Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program which will introduce Indonesian places of interest, culture and tradition, and also cuisine. Today, I will introduce es goyang or goyang ice, a typical culinary from Jakarta. So stay tuned. Jakarta is in the past had a wealth of diverse culinary. Along with the time development, some culinary in old Jakarta has become increasingly rare or even extinct. Setu Babakan is one of the tourist attractions in South Jakarta, which is the center of Betawi or Jakarta culture. It has a mission to maintain all the culinary wealth owned by Jakarta, one of which is es goyang or goyang ice. Goyang or rocking ice is not actually a Betawi original culinary, but comes from Bandung, West Java. However, it becomes popular in Jakarta, and with some modifications, the traditional lollipop ice cream can be said as a typical culinary from Jakarta now. According to the story, circa the 90s, this es goyang was brought from the West Java town and became well-liked by people in Jakarta. But why is it called es goyang or rocking ice? For your info, goyang in English means to rock or to shake. Apparently, it comes from the process of making this lollipop ice cream. The wagon or cart to make the ice is equipped with coolers in the form of space filled with ice cubes. This cooler is then shaken or rocked while the ice cream ingredients is inserted into some molds with a stick to hold it. In addition to having pushed ice carts everywhere, the ice goyang seller must also strongly shake or rock his cart. In one day, ice shake sellers can produce hundreds of sticks of goyang ice. Es goyang is rock ice, sometimes also called es lilin or candle ice because of its long form resembles a candle. The ingredients of this ice cream consist of coconut milk, sugar, food derivatives, and the main ingredients is hung kue flour or green bean flour. This type of flour is so traditional markets in Jakarta. In its development to attract buyers, the ice is made with a variety of flavors. To get a variety of flavors, hung kue flour is added with other ingredients such as avocado, durian, chocolate, strawberry, and pandanus. To make ice shake is also not complicated. The ingredients are mixed so as to achieve a certain viscosity. Then the mixture is poured into the mold. The mold is then inserted into the cooler containing ice chunk. An ice goyang wagon or cart usually has a fairly large cooler in the middle. Before the mixtures become frozen, a stick is inserted like a lollipop ice cream. After that, then the wagon is rocked so that the ice mixtures become frozen. To Today, people can buy es goyang with a variety of tastes or flavors, like sweet melted chocolate and delicious roasted beans. You only need to pay 2,500 rupiah, which is less than a 10 cent dollars, to be able to enjoy the sensation of es goyang. You can also dip the ice shake into melted chocolate for added flavor. The soft texture will melt in the mouth. Today, es goyang carts can be found in Setu Babakan, the tourist and cultural center of Betawi. They also often found in front of schools in Jakarta because as most ice cream, es goyang is very popular among school children, especially since the price is cheap. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today featuring Es Goyang from Jakarta. We meet again tomorrow with other interesting topic.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
And I would service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany. Today's topic is instant noodles from avocado seeds. Instant noodle is one of the foods most sought after by most Indonesian people and even the world. According to a survey conducted by Kraft, one provider site restaurant, instant noodle is a food that is most sought after during the last 2016. Besides, it has low cost, tastes offered by manufacturers also hard to be forgotten by noodle lovers, especially for some of those boarding, both students and workers feel that these with fast foods as inseparable from their lives. Unfortunately, according to health experts, when people consume the noodle continuously, it can be harmful to health. That is because the content of preservatives and MSG in it. Therefore, two students from Yogyakarta compelled to create instant noodles that are safer and healthier for health. Students of Madrasah Aliyah Negeri or MAN 2 Yogyakarta, namely Aura Nilamsari and Hanifa Nur, tried to utilize stretch avocado seed or Persia Americana rainbow meal materials for Mi Pandawa or Pandava's noodle. According to Nilam, the society in general disposed avocado seed after taking the flesh. Before producing noodles, avocado seed, both high school level students seeking information in advance about the content of an avocado seed in medical journals. They got the information that avocado seed contains 23% starch, is the main ingredient of making noodles in the market. According to Hanifa, to make noodle which has name Bapar Chamil noodle or Persia Americana meal noodle is not difficult. The material include avocado seeds, flour, and eggs. For color, Aura and Haniva use natural dyes derived from the dragon fruit, carrots, moringa leaves, and turmeric. How to make the noodle is very easy. Avocado seeds are washed, peeled and grated, and also squeezed. The result of the distillation is disposite and taken the starch. The starch precipitate dried in an oven for 30 minutes. Once dried, noodles mixed dough is made with flour, eggs and natural dyes and a little salt. Once completely mixed and then milled using a mill to make noodles. Homemade noodles by students MAN2 Yogyakarta over 5 flavors. 5 Vanuva's prepared character names have become the name of the 5 flavors. Noodle Punto Dewo have original flavor without coloring, while Nakula noodles has orange carrots color. There are also Noodle Sadewo which has purple dragon fruit color, Noodles Bima has a yellow color of turmeric, and Green Noodles Arjuna a staining result of moringa leaves. At first, Haniva and Nilam Aura make this project to be included in the competition of Scientific Youth National Level held at the Islamic University of Indonesia in Yogyakarta. Listener, that was Miss Leni for today. We will meet you again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are knowledge. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent you letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Kanchan Chatterjee in India. In his email, he told that he has received certificate of merits and souvenirs from Voice of Indonesia for his participation in the international quiz which was held by Voice of Indonesia. Hello Kanchan Chatterjee, how are you? We are glad because you have the certificate and souvenirs. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. We hope that you can get useful information from our radio. And if you miss our information or presentation of our broadcast, you can visit our website to www.voi.co.id. Through the website, you can get all information which are needed by you. Well, Kanchan Chatterjee, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you.
Ku terbiasa sendiri. Hadirnya siapapun lupa rasanya ku berarti lupa kiranya dicintai. Thank you. berlalu, waktu berputar. Kan ku buktikan hayalanku, inilah kenyataan.
Now we will replay a letter from Rafael Fontanet. In his email, Rafael Fontanet told that he has been listening to Voice of Indonesia in Spanish through the shortwave program since 1995. He also said that he likes most is the music and tourist information. Hello Rafael Fontanet, thank you for being our regular listener. We very appreciate your loyalty to listen to our broadcast every day. We hope that you are entertained with our music presentation and can get good information about tourism destination, which is broadcasted every day. Who knows, someday, if you visit Indonesia, you have a plan where you want to go to Indonesian tourism destination. Well, Rafael Fontanet, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you, special for you, we will play a beautiful song, enjoy the song.
Senyummu yang selalu membuatku tertawa, senyummu yang membuat diriku bahagia. Warna indah dunia kini ku rasakan, membuat dirimu wanita yang patut ku perjuangkan. Ku bisa membuatku bahagia. Dirimu yang membuat diriku merasa, merasakan indah cinta yang kau berikan. Anugerah terindah yang pernah ku rasakan, membuat yang patut
perjuangkan. Ku inginkan dirimu menjadi pilihan terindah di dalam hidupku. Hanya kamu yang bisa membuatku bahagia.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag, broadcast every Sunday. Now, we continue to replay a comment from Juan Franco Crespo. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program through frequency 955 kHz at 17 to 18 UTC with the simple 32232. Hello, Juan Franco Crespo. Thank you for reception report, which is very detailed. Your email has been forwarded to Spanish section. So, Juan Franco Crespo, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening!
Saturday morning in my bed. Oh, it feels good to know that I'm awake. As ever I am feeling. Saturday morning I'm alive. Oh, what a shame that you don't know how I feel. You should know. It feels good to finally get over you. It feels good to know that I'm over you. Know. It feels good to know that I'm over you. It feels good to finally get over you. You should know. I'm over you and you should know. You should know. Got out of bed, turned the TV on. I saw your face and I felt nothing. Settled as ever I am feeling. Oh, 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 oh. Saturday morning I'm alone. Oh, what a shame that you don't. You should know. It feels good to finally get over you. It feels good to know that I'm over you. You should know.
emotional.
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Antonio Argolo Silva Neto in Brazil. In his email, Antonio Argolo Silva Neto considers the shortwaves a very important way for dissemination of the countries, especially the notions unknown to the majority of the world population. As he is more favorable to the radio and he tunes in the shortwaves every day, he hopes for an improvement in the proposals of transmission of this station, so that listener can tune it with more assiduity. Hello Antonio Argolo Silva Neto, thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Thank you for always tuning all our radio every day. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. Your email has been forwarded to Spanish section, and please be patient to wait for the reply from the section. The section will send your request as soon as possible. Hopefully, you still monitor our broadcast and please send your reception report. Thank you. Listener, before we sign off, listener's mailbag, we want to say hello to Riaz Ahmad in Pakistan, Kevin Zhao in China, Vicencio Daniel in Romania, and Alexandra Foika. Hello guys, how are you? Long time, we do not receive your email or letter, but we believe that you always monitor our radio. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Office, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter, @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram account, voice_of_indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I am Andika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Saat yang lain terdiam,
hati kecil terus menangis. Oh, ngapa ku diam tak berdaya, seolah ini ada pada akhirnya. Beri aku sebuah harapan untuk bisa tetap bertahan. Asap menyelimuti dalam malam gelap ini, di saat yang lain terdiam, hati kecil terus menangis. Oh, ngapa ku diam tak berdaya, seolah ini ada pada akhirnya. Beri aku sebuah harapan untuk bisa tetap bertahan. Tak berdaya, seolah ini ada pada akhirnya. Mengapa ku diam tak berdaya, seolah ini ada pada akhirnya. Beri aku sebuah harapan untuk bisa tetap bertahan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.